First day of padded practice at training camp, and when you have a first, you send the best, and that means the bone. He is live at One Winning Drive, and he joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Bone, first and foremost, I hope you are loaded up on sunscreen, because it's supposedly a hundy out there.
Or 92, depending on who you listen to.
It is hot, fellas. I've heard from a couple of other media members saying it's easily the hottest day of camp.
Nice.
Thankfully, I was with Cordell Woodland right when practice was about to start. We were talking about sunscreen, and thankfully a fan came by and offered me some of their sunscreen. So I did apply at least one layer and probably sweated it off immediately.
Yeah, nice.
They didn't ask about X Factors?
No. Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
It's funny. I haven't used the bathroom yet. I was planning on going to the bathroom before I leave, and I would expect that question to be popped then.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the bathroom, sounds like Big Looper took a number two on his chances of having a perfect run-up to the first preseason game, no?
Yeah, guys, I don't know if I'm the jinx here. I know he hadn't missed a kick until today, but he can't say that anymore. He missed a 38-yarder, a 44-yarder, a 45-yarder. He doinked one off a crossbar at one point. He is 3-for-7 today. Hoyland was 3-for-3.
Oh, new leader in the clubhouse, maybe.
I don't know about that.
Pads.
Let's let it breathe just a little.
Pads on. Any scuffles out there?
There was one minor scuffle. A couple of big hits. Both of them, unfortunately, involved Keaton Mitchell. Bo Brave made a nice play in the flat to kind of flatten Keaton Mitchell at one point. And then there was a big pileup kind of late after Keaton Mitchell caught a swing pass. Carson Vinson and Adafe Owe got into it a little bit. I don't know if there were any punches thrown, but there was a big scrum surrounding all of the guys, but it dissipated pretty quickly.
I know these are early days, and so we're not making many macro-level conclusions, but anything that just caught your eye, Bone, anything that you've been trying to focus on in particular here, position groups, individuals, anything stand out?
Well, before we get any further, Jair Alexander and Rashad Bateman both were not on the practice field today. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media in about 10, 15 minutes or so. The defense has definitely been a lot more aggressive. I could definitely say that. Blitzing-wise, Mike Green had some nice reps one-on-one there. Malachi Starks, he talks a lot, man, prior to every single play, which I know is a little thing, but definitely goes a long way. It's been a big day for Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Andrews caught a deep post at one point and ran 80 yards just to go into the end zone. Isaiah Likely, he's been active as well. DeAndre Hopkins and Lamar Jackson seem to have a decent connection already. Cooper Rush, guys, he's gotten better.
It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough at first,
Bo. But no, it hasn't been great, but he has gotten better as the practice
has
gone on.
You pooped on my six-pack where I said he was not going to look good even in the preseason games, but he'll be all right when it matters.
That wasn't the one. That wasn't the one that I pooped on.
All of them,
no, it was
you poop on all of them.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
Also, a play of the day, Marlon Humphrey, he came on a corner blitz at one point, free runner to Lamar Jackson. Lamar threw a little outlet pass to Derrick Henry up the sideline, made a really nice one-handed catch, and he would have went a long way. And Henry's actually caught more balls than I would have thought. So maybe that could be a factor this year.
The Bone is out of training camp, first day of padded practice. Curious to get in your mind a little bit. Was there anything that you were hoping to see, looking to see, looking to watch today? And did any of that come to fruition as you've been watching practice today?
I definitely wanted to see Tez Walker just because he's gotten a little bit of hype from OTAs and minicamp, first couple days of practice. And he's had a nice couple of plays here. I wanted to see the rookies, obviously the kicking battle, but not a good day for a Big Looper there. But no, I mean, it's pretty much been what I would have expected, I would say.
Bone, did you accomplish anything off the field this weekend?
Oh, good question.
I don't know if accomplished is the right word, but I attempted.
Are we out of the Facebook realm and into the texting world?
Oh, that's a good question.
I can fill you guys in when I get there.
That's not good. Yeah. That doesn't sound good. That sounds like Looper's Day. That sounds like Big Looper's Day right there.
Did you loop it?
You could say so.
Oh, jeez.
Bone looped it. Harbs is talking soon, and I guess Rashad Bateman not going to talk. He was scheduled to speak.
I can't imagine. It was supposed to be Greg Lewis, Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, but I haven't even seen – I mean, maybe he's been on the field, but I haven't seen him at this point. Neither is Jair Alexander. And what's also interesting is, guys, it's coming off a day off, too. It's not one of those veteran days you would think. But, John Harbaugh, we'll see what he provides us in a little.
Bone, how many trades did the O's make this weekend?
They did not. They did not at all.
Where did you set that over under? Like 4.5?
Book a bomb.
No, I said
1.5. Yeah.
It was Ken Wyman. It was 1.5, man, and I was with him. I was with him.
Yeah.
They're taking it down to the last minute,
Bone. You two still don't realize what we're dealing with here.
I guess not.
Well, the good news is no Orioles relief pitchers got caught up in a gambling scandal. So.
Yeah, that's true.
You just have the Batista injury. That's all.
Yeah, what the heck is going on in Cleveland, man? I haven't been able to read up on it too much because, I got to camp and then saw in our group chat that, geez, man, this is only going to continue to happen in sports.
Here's the dirty little thing. It's been happening forever.
Yeah.
It's easier to find now, probably, than ever. It's been happening forever. Forever.
There is a casino right down the road from the stadium in Cleveland. Maybe they like heading to the book, like Beltway Ben likes to go to the book. Yeah,
brick and mortar.
Maybe they like brick and mortar. Those are brick and mortar guys in that Cleveland clubhouse.
Yeah. Well, I guess reading about the Terry Rozier thing, there was a guy who went up to a kiosk in a casino in Biloxi, Mississippi, like 35 or 45 times in like 2 hours.
Wow.
Until they cut him off. And he made $14,000 in bets on like the under on Rozier.
All Rozier bets?
That's kind of a tell.
Yeah. So there's that.
Bone.
Go sweat it off, Bone.
Yeah. Enjoy the heat. We'll check in with you a little later.
Yes, sir. Hope to be back by that time, 4:30.
About saunas and fireplaces.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a sauna. It's disgusting what's going on in my pants right now.
Oh, wow.
Jeez.
Yeah.
A little TMI, but that is on brand. Box. Yeah.
There's a cream for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a cream. Yeah. I might need it.
Nah. get some sunscreen, buddy.
All right. See you guys.
There he is. But Bone, he never disappoints, I'll tell you that.
Well, or he
always disappoints. Not surprising. By the way, officially, just for the people, if you care about these things, Looper 4-for-7, not 3-for-7.
I go with a book of Bone on this.
Yeah.
If Bone says 3-of-7, it's 3-of-7.
Multiple.
Because he's saying there's three misses.
Yeah, three misses.
Maybe the doink. Maybe it is.
He counted.
Did the doink go through or did the doink not go through?
According to.
Maybe it was like an optical illusion.
According to Brian Wacker. Loop 4-for-7, hit the upright from 43, good from 44, 33, 33, missed from 38 and 45, good from 47.
Well, like I was just saying, it's great that they got off to a fast start. I hope they push each other, but this was not going to be a situation that did not come without some serious sort of hurdles and foibles along the way. It's not going to be linear and all up, up, up. This is uncharted territory for this franchise.
Uncharted
territory for the last 15 years.
Yeah. The reality was Looper wasn't going to make every kick he ever attempted.
He was not.
There was going to be some adversity.
And on the flip side, Bone will eventually deliver. Eventually.
Yeah. Coming up next, we stick with football. By the way, Bridget Condon from NFL Network is going to join us at 3:30 talking Ravens. She was at Ravens camp on Saturday. Jim Duquette talking trade deadline, Orioles, and elsewhere at 4. But Northern Exposure. And let's check in on the Cleveland Browns. We'll hear from Kevin Stefanski. They now have the only draft pick that is unsigned, which Shamar Stewart finally in camp with the Bengals. We'll hear from Stefanski. We'll hear from Andrew Berry next here on The Fan.